Hi, this is Duffy Dixon. We're here at IATL where we're having a huge event for this interactive technology. So cars can talk to each other, cars can talk to traffic lights. It's pretty interesting. This is the first of its kind in the world, I'm hearing, that this is a place they can actually test this technology with real-life people, real-life vehicles, everything else. Joining me next to me is Mike Dudgeon, who is the policy director for the Lieutenant Governor. The Lieutenant Governor expected to be here, Jeff Duncan.
Yes.
I know better. Tell me, have you seen this presentation? What do you think of this?
I was involved in this effort from the very, very beginning. I was part of the crew with the public and private sector putting together this entire idea because the Lieutenant Governor is very interested in Georgia moving towards being a technology capital of the East Coast and also knows how important it is that we can't solve our traffic problem just by paving everything and adding lanes. It's too expensive, doesn't work. In the long term, and that technology is such a huge multiplier in all our solutions. So when I first heard about this, Lieutenant Governor heard about this early in 2019, we immediately jumped on board and tried to help, and we were able to get some of the government forces aligned, worked with Kerry and the ARC to make sure that this project kept moving forward, added our choir to the Department of Transportation to make sure they moved forward on this project, because I firmly believe 10 years from now, average person will totally think it's normal that their car has a radio that's talking to other cars and talking to the intersection, and they'll just think it's always been that way. And we're right on the cusp of that. And for Atlanta to jump out and the metro Atlanta and Georgia to jump out in front of everybody and saying, we're going to be the first adopters of this, we're going to have the testing for it, we're going to bring the manufacturers here, that's a great thing for Georgia.
And how big is this for Georgia, seeing that Atlanta always, and the Atlanta metro area, is always at the top of the list or toward the top when it comes to traffic?
It is always the top of course of traffic. It's, you know, just a few other cities that have as much complaint and pain as we do. But that's why it's important that we're also towards the leading in the solutions department. Because many times, again, I mean, governments are really good at doing what they've always done before. Again, we add lanes, which is something we need to do, and we are doing it. But we want to be at the front of the next generation of solutions, and this is an example of that.
A big talking point here, too, is safety.
Yes.
I mean, the fact of the matter is, no matter what we do, these smart cars we get, all the technology in the world that we have thus far, and people are still hitting things, hitting other people,
Absolutely.
Hitting other cars.
Absolutely. Computers don't sleep. They don't get distracted. And then computers don't play on their phones. Computers are always watching, and they can react faster. And by exchanging information about what's happening in a traffic situation up ahead where the speed limits are. I remember as a kid, a 19-year-old kid, I came over a crest of a bridge and rear-ended a line of cars was backed up in front of me because I didn't know that these cars out of my sight were backed up. Perfect example. You got a radio, traffic safety radio in the car. It's going to say, hey, up ahead, everyone has stopped. You'll know you'll be able to stop. I mean, think about how much the airline safety has gotten so much better by adopting better and better technology in aircrafts. When we start doing the same thing in cars, with the data we can get, it's going to make a huge difference.
Thank you so much for joining us again.
Sure.
This is the policy director for the Lieutenant Governor. This is Mike Dudgeon. Thank you so much. And thanks for getting the Atlanta area on board and being one of the first.
I'm in. Absolutely. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you all.
We'll be back in a bit.